A noitlin eitzim min hasukah, you can't take wood away from the sukkah.
Elo min hatzomach lo, only from something very close to it. So Rashi learns, a noitlin eitzim min hasukah, kugoyin bepesach choy b'yeteris. It's not on chag hasukis, but rather on pesach or on shavuos. V'yoshev basukah beginer b'pradis. Somebody has a sukkah in the backyard. Is a noitlin eitzim min hasukah, you're not allowed to take wood away from the schach. Elo min hatzomach lo, only from wood that's near the schach. So Rashi learns, the Havimina now is that this is like that there's two layers of schach. So the top of layer that you're allowed to take, just the bottom one not. And this the Gemara's in there, it's like, how come the Chur is still called Saucer Hola? You're still being Saucer the Yoyal. You're still seeing the Gemara. The Gemara, Kasha Maishna Min HaSukkah Deloi. How come you're not allowed to take the schach off the sukkah on Pesach or on Shavuos? Because Saucer Hola, because there's Mr. Stira, you're taking away the oil. You're taking away the roof. That's called the Stira. Is min hasomach lo nami kososur holo. Even if you take the schach that's near the schach, it's also as far as like bottle to the schach. It's part of the schach. It's part of the roof. So by taking it away now on Yontif, it's called you're breaking down the roof. It should be also. It should also have the yist of Stira. So Marian says, Amarav Yudom HaShmuel, my somach. What does somach mean? Somach ledefanis. Not that the schach is near the roof, but it's near the walls. So Rashi learns that the walls, those are woven in, the woods are woven together. So if you have a stick that's not woven together, it doesn't become part of the wall, so there's no issue stira. Mashenkin on top by the schach, like you stand up layers of wood, so each piece of wood is called part of the roof. Now by taking it down on Yom Tov, there'll be the issue stira. It's called you're breaking down the roof. Therefore the Gemara answers, we're not talking about the schach near the roof, but the schach near the walls, that's just a piece of wood. Rav Menashe Omar Afilu Teima V'Shein Samach L'Defanis. No, we're not talking about the wood near the walls. Could be we're talking about the wood on the schach itself, on the roof. So the question is, then, I'm taking down these pieces of wood, the churi being sasur holo, you're breaking down the roof. So Moran says, Kitanya hi bi'asuraisa. When do we say it's muta to take the beams off the roof? That's where the beams like are still in a bundle. The Rasha Bisaraisa means they're still bundled together. So the Svara, you just put a bundle of wood on top, you didn't open up the bundle, it's not the pshat now becomes part of the roof. You're just putting it up there like to dry out. But since it's just for the purpose of drying out, therefore it's not called part of the roof, and to take it away on Yom Tov would be mutter, it's not called you're breaking down the roof. Versus Tanya Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, Kain Meder Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef learned in front of Rabbi Yochanan that a noitlin eitzim min hasukkah. You're not allowed to take wood away from the sukkah, from the schach itself. Only from the wood close next to it. Like before we had in our Mishnah. For Rabbi Shimon Matir. Rabbi Shimon is Matir. Even the schach, hasomachlo, it's also mutter to take away on Yom Tov. So Rashi says, afilu min haschach, l'kam aporachlo, v'sosar hola. The moral soon left the question on Rabbi Shimon, why is he making? Abba v'shovin, both Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shimon are both moida. The sukkah sachag during the Yom Tov of Sukkis, the sukkah sachag bechag shasura. That on sukkah shesosa. And Rashi learns afilu b'chol shemoid kliyala for kamon. His sachag is also to have enjoyment from it even during cholamoid. V'im hisn oleha. But if you made a tanai, you made a condition. Rashi lefnei Yom Tov before Yom Tov is akol lefi tanai. Then the condition helps that the kedusha shnat bichal upon the woods. And then you would be allowed to have hanoah, enjoyment, from the woods, even of the schach. Now, Murray asked the question, Rabbi Shimon, is Matir allowed to take away from the schach itself? V'okasosar hola? How could you take away from the schach itself? The churi being sosar hola? You're breaking down the roof? It's nisastira on Yom Tov. Omer Rav Nachman, Rabbi Yitzhak, hocha, the sukkah nefilah saskinim. Here we're talking about that the sukkah already caved in on Yom Tov. Now the question is, the caved in roof, the caved in schach, are you allowed to use it on Yom Tov as a cold muksa or not? If we have Shimon the time, Rabbi Shimon goes according to Hishita, the less lay muksa, Rabbi Shimon does not hold for muksa. So therefore, now that the schach caved in, there's no issue muksa, you're allowed to use it. The time you've learned, Moiser Hashem and Shebener, if at the beginning of Shabbos of Yom Tov you lit the ner, you lit the candle, you lit the leichter, that you have your oil there, your oil, burning oil, and now the light went out and you have leftover oil. What's the halacha? The shevet karo in the plate is also the Tanakam Rav Yehuda holds the smuksa. Since at the beginning of Shabbos this oil was lit, you were not allowed to take away the oil, kol zman it's lit, that'll be called bechaber. So now, even later, when the fire goes out, still the leftover oil is also. For Rabbi Shimon Mat, Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's mutter. In other words, later when it becomes mutter, when the fire goes out, he doesn't know from the Yisrael Mukhs, it becomes mutter. For the Gemara Midomi, what's the Susha? It's not like one to the other. Midomi. Over there, when you light the candle, you know you only lit it for an hour or two. Like you're waiting for the light to go out in order to be able to use the leftover oil. Over here by a sukkah, is a person waiting to see when a sukkah will fall down? Person is not waiting to see when it will fall down. So therefore here the churut should be muksa. So Amar Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, Hocho besukah ruyaskinen. Here the Rav Shimon is saying you're allowed to take even the schach, which true is talking about where the sukkah caved in, but the question is you didn't know it's going to cave in, there's no yesh, you're not waiting for it to happen. The Torah says yes, you're waiting for it to happen here also. We're talking about the sukkah ruah, a very weak sukkah. That was the me'esmoil, daif yalavayu. Even yesterday you had in mind, you knew maybe you would cave in today. So you thought about it yesterday on the tzad, the sukkah would cave in, you would want to use the roof. Therefore, you're allowed to use the roof, the tzchach, when it caves in. Yeah. And Rashi speaks out, the Tanakhama holds, Le'yamrin adayit yalavayu, v'shur midid lechoze ben ashmoshes. That's if Yehuda's Shita, Yod no Muksa. At the beginning of Shabbos, it wasn't fit to be used. You don't say a person thinks about it that later we want it to be usable. No, right now you can't use it. It's Muksa for the whole Shabbos. But Rav Shimon says no, he doesn't open the system Muksa. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Kocha B'sukri, who was on the list? Vaita, V'shavim, we had before, the both Moida B'sukkah, Sachag, B'chag, Shiyasura. Everybody's Moida on Sukkah during the Chag of Sukkah, then you can't have any enjoyment from the Sachag itself. Even from the wood that summer for the schach. But if you made a condition that you want to be able to have enjoyment from the schach, from the wood, then you're allowed to. Then everything goes according to the condition you made. Is it true that you can make a condition that you'd want to have enjoyment from the schach itself? How do we know that the wood of the sukkah is also all 7 days of Sukkot? Shenem Adaposik says, Chag HaSukkah is Shivas Yomim LaShem. But the Chag HaSukkah is the 7 days LaShem. V'etanyu Rav Yehuda ben Beseiro Oimer. Rav Yehuda ben Beseiro says, Minayin, how do we know? Shekishem Shechal Shem Shemayim Ala Chagiga. The same way it's Chal Shem Shemayim on the Korban Chagiga. Like we know when you make a Korban that has Kedusha on it. So you want to say, Kach Chal Shem Shemayim Ala Sukkah. The same way when you build a sukkah on the woods around the sukkah, it's chal l'shem shemayim, it's chal kedusha on the sukkah. You see, the woods of the sukkah also have a kedusha on it. It's like hegdish, you can't have any enjoyment from it. How do we know this? Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, chag ha-sukkah is shivas yomim l'shem. The chag ha-sukkah, the sukkah itself is l'shem. Ma chag l'shem, the same way chag means the korban chagiga, like the korbanos of the yom tov l'shem, sukkah l'shem, that's the chag ha-sukkah is who are then the mitzvahs of making the sukkah, the walls, and the schach, have a kedusha on it that you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from it at all. The Rashi says, L'Hashem mashma kol shiva L'Hashem hu hegdish. It's hegdish L'Hashem. So here it's mashma that the woods, the walls, and the schach of the sukkah is like a rosa midiraisa, it's also al the shem shemayim is chal upon it. Firstly, it's kasha, the other gemara's mashma is only us with the rabbonin, but there's the one, so here was something talking about what you need for the hechsha sukkah. The walls that you need for the Heksha Sukkah that has to make it kosher, that's also Midiraisa. But the fourth wall or the rest of the third wall that you don't need Midiraisa, that could be its only also Midirabonim. Omer Rav Menashe, Vrei de Ravo, Sefer also on the Sukkah D'Alma. I tell you, the Sefer is talking about a Sukkah D'Alma. Avo Sukkah de Mitzvah Lemahani Bo Tanai Erech Nami. That we say if you make it Tanai, is only talking about not during the mitzvah of Sukkot, the rest of the year. Mashenkin on the mitzvah Sukkot, then it does not make any tanai at all. In other words, where Rashi says is that the Sefer is talking about the Sukkah di Alma means on a regular Shabbos or other Yom Tov of Pesach where the Sukkah fell down. So if you made a tanai before Sukkah, before Pesach, let's say before Yom Tov, before Shabbos, that if the sukkah falls down on this Yat Yom Tov, on that Shabbos, you want to use the wood, then we say that tonight taka helps. Because there's no chal shem shemayim on the wood, there goes only a shal of muksa. So if you prepared it before Yom Tov to say you would want to use it, then you're allowed to use it. Avo sukkah de mitzvah mashenkin on sukkahs itself, lemahani bo tonight. Then it does not help any tonight. As we said, since it's chal the shem shemayim on the sukkah, automatically it has the kedusha, you're not allowed to use it. So the more of a sukkah, the mitzvah loy, is it true what you're saying? That on chag ha-sukkis, during the mitzvah of sukkis, you cannot make any conditions. That the kedusha should not be chal on it. For your tanya, we learned. Sichachor kilchosa. Somebody made the schach the way you're supposed to. You have more tzeil, more shade than you have sun. V'itro bikromin. And you beautify it by putting nice kromim over sadinim ha-mitziyorim. You put nice curtains up, Rashi Yofa Besadinim, over Kromim, Hamtsiyomim, Kromim means Bigdei Tzvonim, colorful Begodim. In other words, you put up nice sheets or nice mats around the wall, V'tolo Bo'agoizim, and you hang there some nuts, Shkedim Amins, Afraskin, or Remoinim Pomegranates, or Parchili Anovim, bunches of grapes. Yenos Shimonim Vesultas, you have wine, you have oil, and you have flour. V'yatorah Shibolim, and you beautified it with stalks. Is also lispapik mehem ad moitzo yom tov achron shachag. You're not allowed to have any enjoyment from any type of noya sukkah, since you put these things up to make the sukkah, to beautify the sukkah. Again, it's chal the kedusha of the sukkah on these things, or else it's a huksal mitzvah, it was set aside for the mitzvah of noya sukkah. You're not allowed to have enjoyment from it until the end of yom tov achron shachag. If you made a tanai, you made a condition. Hakol lofi tanai, you see, you are going to make a condition. If you made a condition at the beginning of Yom Tov that you don't want the kedusha to be chal on these things, it's not chal, and you will not enjoy these things. So you see, a tanai could be made even upon Sukkot itself. So Gemara says, Abaye v'Rova d'Amar Tavayu, both Abaye and Rova both answer, both say, Piyom, it depends what type of a condition you make. If you say that any boidu mehem kol bein hashmoshes, I do not want to be separated from these things, from these decorations. So hold Ben Hashmoshes at the beginning of Yom Tov, so lechola kedusha layu. Then we say no kedusha at all is chal, because usually the kedusha is chal at the beginning of the Yom Tov of Ben Hashmoshes. So here, if Ben Hashmoshes you made the condition that you do not want the kedusha to be chal at all, and echnami, then the kedusha is not chal. Avlat say sukkah. The chal kedusha layu mashenkin the sukkah itself. That there, like you can't say you don't want the kedusha. You can't say you don't want it to be bottled for the sukkah. That is the sukkah itself. His mishleim with the noyus sukkah, the grates that you're hanging up. You could say that you don't want them to be separated from you, but rather you want to be able to eat them. So therefore, it's not chal the kedusha on the grates. Mashenkin the walls of the sukkah itself, like it has to be part of the walls. So there, the kedusha is chal on it. Avolat say sukkah the chal kedusha layu was katzoy l'shiva. Sack off for all 7 days. For the Gemara, Ma'ishna Me'ihod Yitma, why is this din of Sukkah different from what we learned? That Hifrish Shiva Esroigim L'Shiva Sayyamim. Somebody bought 7 different Esroigim for 7 days of Yom Tov. So Amar Rav says, Kolachas V'yachas Yoytzebo, each one you Yoytze that day you use for the mitzvahs of Lulav, of Esri, V'yoytze L'Li'alta, and right away as soon as you finish the mitzvah, you're allowed to eat it. So you see, it's not called huksa for all 7 days. It's only huksa for the time you need it. So Rashi learns, for a nasa's mitzvah was only set aside for the mitzvah of luluf, of esrog. And now that you're ready, use the esrog already, you don't need it anymore. Because tomorrow you can use another esrog. So we see, like, it's only set aside for this one day, and not for more. Sakam by sukkas, we say it's set aside for all 7 days. Ravasi Yomer, Ravasi says, Kolachas Yoytze Bov Yecheles Lemocha. Ravasi says, no, that day you can't use the Esrog at all. You have to wait until tomorrow. But I call upon him tomorrow, even according to him, it's a muti, you're allowed to use it. So how come the Sukkah is saying you can't use till the end of Sukkahs? So where is this portion? Hosom de Mistake Leilois Miyomim, by Esrog. That the mitzvah is only by daytime, not at nighttime. By night there's no mitzvah. So Kochod of the Chod Yoym Mitzvah Biapinashi. Every day is considered its own separate mitzvah. So therefore, when you finish today's use of the esrig, it's not mohuksa mitzvah. It was only set aside for one day, and not for more, because each day is like its own separate mitzvah. Aber hocha maschenken by the mitzvah of sukkis, the loy mitzvah kulei lois miyomim, there's no difference, the mitzvah goes on, it's a continuous mitzvah. By day and by night, here we say, kulei yoyim kechad yoyim arichta domi. The whole day, day and night, is considered like one long day. In other words, by the sukkah, there's never a hefsek, there's never a break in between. There's always the mitzvah of sukkis, all 7 days of sukkis. Therefore, since it was set aside for the mitzvah, it does not help that the kedusha does not go off it until the end of the 7 days, or else the mukta of huksal mitzvosai. Mashenka, the yesterday, every day, it's its own separate mitzvah, so you set aside for today, and you don't have a das to use it for tomorrow, because for tomorrow you have your own, a different yesterday. So, nechnami, after today, the yesterday becomes mutter, it's no more huksal mitzvosai anymore. So, like the Mishnah. Mevi'in eitzim min ha-soda u min ha-mechunis.